Well, here we are. 2023 is about to end, and 2024 is about to begin. Well, I can see you're all excited about that. World gets all wrapped up in it, don't they? Right? When you think of a new year, when you think of 2024, the reality is this: you're going to wake up tomorrow. The only thing that's going to change is one number on your calendar, right? And you got to remember to write 2024. And probably a lot of you are going to forget that by tomorrow. But you know, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about the new year and tomorrow and the next day. And to begin with this morning, before we get to the passage of Scripture, you know, when it comes right down to it, for we as Christians and children of God, what do we do tomorrow? Well, we do the same thing we did today, right? And you know, there's a number of passages I want to give you this morning, even just a preview, or not a preview, but before we even begin, is five things that the Bible says, just continue. Just continue. The first one is in Acts 14:31, Paul encourages the churches just to continue on in faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And so I'd encourage you this morning, just continue tomorrow to walk by faith, to believe God and to trust God with your life. Amen? That's what's brought us safely up this far. And that's what will bring us all the way home. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 8, He said, "We'll put it into practice." He says, "Continue in my word." And how do we live by faith? We live by faith by opening up the word of God and meditating on it, memorizing it, obeying it, living by it. So number one, continue in faith. Number two, continue in the word of God. Number three, Jesus would say in the next chapter, in John chapter 15, to continue in his love. To continue in the love of Jesus Christ and the love of God. And you know, when you think of that, there's nothing more powerful probably than knowing you're in the love of God. Bible says love never faileth. And Bible says nothing can separate us from love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so number one, continue in faith. Number two, continue in the word of God. And number two, three, continue in the love of God. Number four, just continue in the grace of God. Paul would write, or he'd speak to the churches in Acts chapter 13. He'd encourage them and exhort them to just continue in the grace of God. Just know that God's grace is sufficient, will be sufficient, is exceeding rich and abundant. Just depend upon and live and rest in the grace of God. And then one more is, Paul writes to the church at Colossae in the book of Colossians chapter 4, and he says, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Boy, the Lord has given us that avenue, hasn't he? And he says, you can call unto me, you can pray, you can talk with me, and you can call unto me, and I'll answer thee, I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So you know, as we wake up tomorrow, as we go through next week, and as we go through the weeks ahead, just remember those five things. Just continue. Continue in faith, walking by faith. Continue in the word of God. Continue in the love of Christ and the love of God. Continue in grace and continue in prayer. But you know, our lives are really a book that's being written. And you know, when you read a book, it's a story. And our life is a story. And every day is one page in that book. And so you read through that page and you read what happens on that page on that day. But then as you progress through the book and you read through each page, you come to the end of a chapter. And you turn the page and there's a new chapter. And you see, for us here at Lakes Palm Baptist Church, 2024 is not only a new day, but it's a new chapter. 2024 is a new chapter in the book that God is writing in the history of Lakes Palm Baptist Church. For whether you remember or not, tomorrow morning you're going to wake up with a new pastor. I mean, he's familiar, but may I remind him that as of 12:01 tonight, he is the pastor. And I'm sleeping in. Amen. Allison won't let me. But it's that I want to speak to you about this morning. It's a new chapter for Lakes Palm Baptist Church. And I'm excited about it. You know, in Isaiah chapter 12, I think it was Isaiah chapter 12, wasn't it, Pastor Donnie, the first chapter you had us read? Isaiah chapter 12, one of those verses, it looked back on what the Lord had done. Now, I tell you what, when you look back on the history of Lakes Palm Baptist Church, boy, you see great things that God has done over the years. But God isn't finished. And tomorrow starts a new chapter in the life and the history of Lakes Palm Baptist Church. And so I want to speak to you this morning. I want to encourage you, but I want to challenge you this morning. So if you will, take your Bibles and turn to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3 this morning. In case you didn't catch that, I'm slipping two messages in this morning, in case he never lets me preach again. But Joshua chapter 3, you know, for Joshua wakes up in Joshua chapter 3 this morning, and the Lord speaks to Joshua. And in Joshua chapter 3, and verse number 1, Pastor Donnie, it says, Joshua rose early in the morning. Erica, you can remind him of that tomorrow. Or and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel lodged there before they passed over. And now they're before the Jordan River. And they could look back and they could think of all that God has done to bring them to this point. Boy, what a story it is to tell of all that God has done to bring us to this point on New Year's Eve in 2023. What an amazing story it is when you think back of all that God has done. But you know, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I'm going to press forward. I'm going to press forward for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And Israel could look behind and they could praise God and they could see all the wonderful things that God had done. From calling Abraham to delivering them out of Egypt to leading them through the wilderness to providing for them, protecting them, and everything that God had done. But in verse number 2, it says, it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. They commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For ye have not passed this way heretofore. And you know, that's the same thing we face right now. New territory, new year, new chapter in the history and the life of Lake Spawn Baptist Church. But then Joshua stands up. And Joshua speaks. And Joshua speaks and tells them what the Lord has told them. And from Joshua chapter 3 and verse number 5 down through verse number 13, I want to encourage and challenge you this morning with three things. Three things as we walk by faith personally. Three things as we go forward by faith as a church. Three things that I think we ought to keep in our hearts, in our minds, as we look to the new year, as we look to what God is going to do in the years ahead. And the first one is this: anticipation. Look at verse number 5. Verse number 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And the first thing I want to challenge you this morning is, as individuals, as families, as a church, to look forward to this new year, to look forward to the next year, and look forward with not fear and not doubt and not trembling and not worry, but look forward with the anticipation of faith, with excitement, because when you think about it, when you look forward by faith and you anticipate, you say, man, what is God going to do this year? And you look back and say, wow, look at what God did last year. Look at what God did in my life. Look at what God did in the life of our church. Look at what God did in our... Look at what God did last year. What is God going to do this year? What is God going to do next year? And Joshua says, sanctify yourselves. The Lord will do wonders. Folks, I can assure you this. I do not know what God is going to do next year. But I do know this. God is going to do something next year. Because He is the living God. He is the eternal God. He is the all-powerful God. And God has His purpose. And God has His plan. And God says, when I have a purpose and when I have a plan, He says, I'm going to fulfill that purpose. I'm going to fulfill that plan. Nothing is going to hinder me from doing what I purpose to do. Jesus Christ said, I will build the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And as much as this world is just whatever, and as much as you look and you think of the world, and boy, you think of the opposition and everything else, listen, our God is still God. Our Savior is still the Savior. His church is still the church. And God's purpose is still His purpose. And He is not going to fail. And I personally believe God is going to do greater things ahead. He's going to continue to work. And He is going to do wonders. Notice what it says. The Lord will do wonders among you. What is God going to do in your life? What is God going to do in your family's life? What is God going to do in the life of this church? And I believe we ought to look forward to 2024 with anticipation, with expectation. What is God going to do? What is God going to do in my life? I've already seen God moving in my life and doing things in my life. And I look forward to what God is going to do in my life personally. But what is God going to do in our lives? You know what? It's going to be more than you can hope for. He says, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. You ever stop and think about how much we limit God in our expectations? God says, there's nothing too hard for me. With God, nothing is impossible. Maybe there's something you've been praying about for years. Well, don't give up now. Tomorrow. Joshua says, tomorrow, the Lord is going to do wonders among us. Boy, that's exciting. And notice where the focus is. The Lord is going to do wonders among us. You know, we can plan and we should plan and we prepare and we should prepare. But what's exciting is, much more than we planning, purposing, God's planning and purpose. And He's planning to do. That's why He says in Jeremiah 33, call unto me, I'll answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You know, you go back to 1842 when this church started. It started in a little schoolhouse over there, across the street in the reservoir. They didn't have a building. They didn't have a land. They had nothing. 1842, group of people got together. And they said, you know what? It's too far to drive down to Waterford to go to church. Down on the other end, our horses get tired. We need a local church. So 1842, 1849, they built that little building over there. Raised a bell up in the belfry. We're so excited. Look at where we are today. Look at what God has done. From 1842 all the way to 2023. And He's not done yet. And God is going to do greater things ahead. Every generation looks and says, boy, God did great things. And then look, wow, look at what God has done. Look at what God has done. And so number one, I want to challenge you as families, but I want to challenge us as a church. And notice I say us. Because we, Alice and I, we're not going anywhere. We just want to be a part of, continue to be a part, and anticipate with us what the Lord is going to do. It's just now I got to ask permission about everything. That's probably going to be the biggest thing to get used to. Texting Pastor Donnie. Can I? May I? Please? And I know, no. But anticipate. But then second of all, Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. But then in verse number 6, He speaks to the priests, and then He speaks to the people. And you know what He does? He gives them assurance. You know, that's what faith is. Faith is believing God and trusting God. And God gives us assurance from His word that our belief and our faith will not fail, and we will not be ashamed. But look what He says in verse 7, or look at verse 6. Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are coming to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in the Jordan. Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither, hear the words of the Lord your God. Joshua gathers the people together. He says, listen, gather together. Listen to what God said to me. Listen to what God is saying to us. And so he says in verse number 10, Joshua said, hereby ye shall know. Man, folks, listen, this right here, this next sentence, this next phrase, boy, it sums up everything about the Christian life. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and the Jebusites. Assurance. Paul writes to Timothy, and he says, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And God gives Joshua assurance. And Joshua stands up before the people of Israel, and he gives them that same assurance, a message from God. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 7, the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Joseph, so I will be with you. I remember full well the first day that I stood in this pulpit as the new pastor of Lake Spawn Baptist Church. And I remember the first thought that went through my head was, what have you done? But Pastor Donnie, I'll give you this word this morning, that you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to fear. Because what God said to Joshua, God says to our new pastor. And it's this. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. And you know, that's one of the greatest assurances that we can have in looking forward to 2024 with a new pastor. Every pastor is different. Some are handsome. Some wish. Some are intelligent, and some wish. Their styles are different. Their preaching is different. There's so many unique things about each servant of the Lord. But the one most important common thing is to know this, that the Lord God will be with that man as he ministers to the Lord, ministers to us. For that's what the Lord said to Joshua. Go back to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Here's what the Lord said to Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of the life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And I thank God as I stand here this morning, in this new chapter, and I thank God that I can stand here this morning as your pastor for a few more hours, and I can say this: God has never failed me as an individual, And he has never failed me as your pastor. And I can look back and I can think, and I don't want to, but I can think of the many days, many times that there were challenges before me, overwhelming challenges as a pastor. And I sat there and prayed what to do. What's next? How's this going to work out? How's this going to go? And I thank God this morning that for all those years and all those days and all those challenges and all those times where I sought wisdom from God, help from God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, power of God, the presence of God, protection, everything you can think about. I thank God this morning that I can testify that there's not one time, not one situation that I can look back and say that God failed or forsook me in any measure. Folks, he didn't. He didn't. And he won't with you either, brother. Son. Kid. He will be with you. He will not forsake you. He said the same thing to us in Hebrews. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Joshua stands up before the people. And he says, this is what the Lord said to me. Be courageous. Be courageous. He says, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I won't fail you. And Joshua stands up before the people. And he says in verse 10, he says, you can have the same assurance. Hereby ye shall know. Ye shall know that the living God is among you. He says, you will know that God is among you. You will look back and say, boy, I am so thankful that God was there. But he says, not only will you know that the living God is among you, but he says, you will know that without fail. And he speaks about the challenges that they would face, the battles they would face. He says, without fail, he will drive out from among you all those people. And the promise for us is this, that God will be in our midst as individuals, as families. God will be in our midst as a church. And not only will God be in our midst, but God will continue to bring us safely through each day. And he'll give us victory. You know, sometimes we think about that, but may I remind you this? He will give us victory according to his purpose and his plan and his way. Might not be the picture that you paint on the wall. Back in the back library room that we have back by my office, there's a big drawing. And I've looked at it so many times. And it's the architect's drawing of this church. Right here, before it was built in 1977. And when you look at it, when you look at the drawing, it's a lot different than what the building really looks like. It's different. You look at it, it's different. And yet this is what God has built. This is what God has done. And we have our anticipations and our expectations. And sometimes we build in our mind pictures of what we think and we expect and anticipate of not only what God will do, but how God will do it. And God says, my thoughts are much higher than yours. My ways are much higher than your ways. And folks, God's design and God's blueprint and God's plan, boy, I tell you what, it's a lot bigger and better than yours and mine. But he says, you can know this, I will be with you, and I will not fail you, and I will continue to give you and us victories in the days ahead, all for God's glory. And so number one, anticipation. As we look forward to 2024, as we look forward to a new chapter in the life of Lakes Palm Baptist Church, let's by faith anticipate great things. Great things. That only God knows what they are. But let's look forward with anticipation for what God is going to do. And get excited about what God is going to do. But let's also go forward with assurance. The assurance of faith. And we can believe the word of God. We can trust the Lord God and know that he will be among us. He has been. He continues to be. And he will be among us. And he will give us victory. Thanks be to God which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But there's one more thing I see here. It's activity or action. Because you know, you can put the greatest football team together in the world. I mean, this is what they do with these fantasy teams, right? That they get online, they say, well, you know, we want to do this fantasy football game, whatever. So they say, I'm going to pick the greatest quarterback, Tom Brady, and right, Kevin? And I'm going to put him on my team. And I'm going to get the greatest receivers, the greatest linebackers, the greatest. I'm going to get the greatest punter. I'm going to get the greatest guy that can hike the ball. That's important. You ever stop and think about that? As good as any quarterback is, he better have a good center that gets that ball to him. But you can put together the greatest team on paper. In fact, you can call them all together and you get them out on the practice field. And you can get the greatest coach to give them the most challenging speech. And then you can sit them on the bench. The referees come out. And the whistle blows. And you know one thing's got to happen? You know what the first thing that has to happen is this. That greatest team that you've put together sitting on the bench, they got to get up off the bench. They can be the greatest team there is. But if they're just sitting on the bench, they're never going to win a game. But when they get up off the bench and start to play, that's when they see things happen. And Joshua stands before the people of Israel, and he says, tomorrow God's going to do great things. God's going to do marvelous things before us. God's going to do wonders among us. He says, let's anticipate it. But he says, let's have assurance. Let's have assurance that the Lord God is going to be among us, that the Lord God is going to give us the victory. But then something has to happen. There has to be activity. And the activity is seen. In verse number 11 down through verse number 13. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore, Joshua says, I've given you something to anticipate. I've given you assurance by the Lord God. He says, so now what do we do? It shall come to pass. Look at verse 13. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And Joshua says, you know, we still got to do something, guys. He says, here we are standing before the Jordan River. We can look back and see all that God has done. We can look ahead and see what God has promised. In between us, there's a river. It seems insurmountable. But God has promised that tomorrow he's going to do great wonders among us. God has promised that he'd be with us. We'd see his presence among us. God has promised that he'd give us a victory. But we've got to do something. There's got to be some activity, some action. There's three things in that one verse there, in verse number 13. Three things that speak about our activity, our action, if you will, as Christians, as members of Lake Spawn Baptist Church. Number one, we got to get up and walk. Simply that, simply what I was speaking about at the beginning. The Bible says we walk by faith. The Bible says run with patience the race that is set before you. We got to get up and walk. We got to get up and live by faith. We got to get up and just be faithful to do the things that we do and do the things that the Lord lays upon us and do the things that God gives us. We just got to walk by faith. It's walking by faith. It's seeking the Lord's wisdom and direction. And then believing God and following God and just walking by faith and stepping out by faith. Because he says, until the soles of the feet of those priests are put into the water, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. And so number one, we got to walk. But number two, I love the way it's put in verse 13. It shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall what? Shall rest in the waters of Jordan. Shall rest. Because even as we walk, folks, we wait upon the Lord. We rest in the Lord. Even as we walk, we stand still and see the salvation of God. We be still and know that he is Lord. And so as we walk, yes, we walk, but we don't walk in our flesh. And it's like our pastor, new pastor, the pastor of tomorrow preached, as he preached just recently. We don't run ahead of the Lord. We don't lag behind the Lord. We walk with the Lord. And as we walk, we wait and we rest in the Lord. But as we walk and as we wait, we watch for what God is going to do. Because Joshua says, it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And he says, as soon as you do that, as soon as we begin to live by faith, as soon as we begin to walk by faith and wait upon the Lord and rest in the Lord, he says, you'll begin to see some mighty things happen, some great things happen. You say, Pastor, should we be expecting something huge and wonder, you know? No. We should expect and watch to see God work every day in our lives. To God order our steps so that we stand there in amazement as look what God did today in my life. And watch. Joshua says, it shall come to pass. And you know, it's interesting. You know what's really neat about this? Something amazing happened. It happened just as God said. Isn't that neat? Isn't that wonderful? Can you imagine if you read verse 14 in it? It doesn't say it didn't work out. It says it came to pass. Folks, it came to pass just as God said. Because it does come to pass just as God said. And so this morning, as we look forward to 2024, as individuals, are you anticipating God to work in your life? Young people, listen to me, young people. Are you anticipating and expecting God to work in your heart and life? But as a church, let's go forward anticipating, expecting, and just looking for God to do great things. As we look for God to do the greatest thing, which is to call us home, amen? But then let's go forward with assurance and know that the Lord God will be among us, because he is among us, and that he will give us victory in our lives, in our church. But then let's be active. Not rushing around like fools, but just walking by faith. Continually, day by day, walking by faith in the Word of God, in prayer, in the love of God, in the grace of God. Just walking by faith, resting and waiting upon the Lord, and watching as we see God work. Turn with me to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. Because Paul, in Acts chapter 14, speaks of Paul. In verse number 21. It says, when they preached the gospel to that city, Acts chapter 14 and verse 21. When they preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, to Iconium, and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believe. And this morning, as we stand here, facing 2024, in a new chapter in the life of Lakes Bond Baptist Church, I commend us to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, to his grace and his keeping of us as people and us as a church, in full assurance that the eternal God, the living God, that is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever, will continue to work in our midst, continue to work in the life of our pastor, and continue to do great and mighty things, all for his glory. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning, dear God. And Lord, we once again, Lord, we thank you for your greatness and your power. Lord, we thank you that we can look back and see your hand upon our lives in our midst. And Lord, we're thankful that with great assurance of faith, we can look forward and anticipate the great, mighty, powerful, and wonderful things you're going to do in the years ahead. And Lord, this morning, we commend ourselves to your grace and your keeping. For Lord, we rest in thee. We depend upon thee. And we trust you, Lord. And we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen.